Made possible in part by the Medtronic Foundation, working for improved healthcare access with Health Connect, a practical guide to community outreach. Available to patient-serving groups at medtronic.com/community.
Europe Today from the BBC was recorded this morning at 11:06, so here is an update. The Barack Obama administration is starting to take shape. Officials say Illinois Congressman Rahm Emanuel has agreed to be Obama's White House Chief of Staff.
WILL programs are made possible by English Hedgerow, offering gourmet foods and fresh flowers with a different accent. English Hedgerow also offers coordinated catering and decoration for weddings, parties, and corporate events. English Hedgerow, on the corner of University and Lincoln Avenue, Urbana.
It's 12:31. This is the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. Henry Frain is our technical director. Joining me in the studio, Tom Rogers. He has our report of AM 580 News.
Thanks, Celeste. Good afternoon. Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich is searching for President-elect Barack Obama's replacement in the U.S. Senate. Mike Rhee has that story.
Blagojevich says he's looking for a senator who will share the values of Obama and fellow Democrats. The governor says things like race and gender will not be deciding factors.
I believe that we should find the best qualified person, whoever he or she may be, wherever he or she may come from.
Blagojevich's choice does not have to be an elected official, but he did praise several U.S. representatives from the Chicago area and Illinois Senate President Emil Jones as strong potential candidates. The governor also says President-elect Obama would have a big influence.
I'm eager to listen to whatever suggestions or ideas he might have, and I'll give it a great deal of weight, if he has any at all, and I don't know that he does.
Blagojevich says he hopes to have a decision by New Year's. I'm Mike Reed.
Meanwhile, the governor's administration is asking a judge in Sangamon County to let the governor's office hire an outside legal counsel. That legal counsel would contest a lawsuit filed to block the move of the Department of Transportation's Division of Traffic Safety from Springfield to Southern Illinois. The administration argues that Attorney General Lisa Madigan's office has an inherent conflict of interest in the case that makes it impossible for the Attorney General to provide adequate representation. The AG's office must approve the purchase of a building that's part of the move. A hearing on the administration's request is scheduled for today. Madigan's office would say only that it will file a response. Blagojevich wants to move the state's traffic safety division and about 140 jobs to reduce costs and help the struggling economy of Harrisburg in southern Illinois. Opponents say there's plenty of lower rent office space in Springfield. A professor at the U of I Chicago, or College of Education, rather, suggests the No Child Left Behind Act could see serious revisions or even be abandoned as part of the Obama administration. A recent study by language and literacy professor Sarah McCarthy gives the 7-year-old law an F, saying efforts to teach writing are often scrapped so teachers can focus on the benchmarks of reading comprehension and math, the focus areas of federally mandated tests. But McCarthy says the biggest problem with the measure is that several novice teachers in low-income schools are fearful of losing their jobs. She says they've had prepackaged material forced on them after their schools failed earlier tests.
And so even though they've been to college recently and have gotten their certification recently, they feel like they cannot implement many of the ideas that they learned in those settings because so much time is devoted to testing.
McCarthy says teachers become mentally exhausted preparing for tests, leading to a loss in morale. She says the problem is compounded when more experienced teachers are being placed in higher-income schools instead of where they're needed most. But McCarthy's optimistic about potential changes to No Child Left Behind under President-elect Obama, including opportunities for more funding and a new focus on early childhood education. She also suggests the measure should look at the progress of individual students rather than holding them up to absolute standards. Indiana University economists predict a moderate recession next year and up to 15,000 jobs lost in that state because of the slowing economy. The annual report by IU economists calls for the statewide job market to shrink through most of 2009 before improving late in the year. Indiana's unemployment rate in September was 6.2%, and the IU study says the average rate for 2009 could range from 6 to 7%. The outlook for Indianapolis could be worse than the state as a whole because of a strengthening dollar that could slow manufacturing export growth. Indiana already has seen 5 straight months of job losses, mainly in manufacturing and construction. Other sectors, including education, health services, government, leisure, and hospitality, have seen job growth. The website Craigslist says it will crack down on ads for prostitution, doing so as part of an agreement with attorneys general in 40 states, including Illinois. Connecticut Attorney General Richard Blumenthal says the deal will require people who post erotic services ads on Craigslist to provide a working phone number and pay a fee with a valid credit card. The website will provide that information to law enforcement if they're subpoenaed to do so. Craigslist has also agreed to sue 14 software and internet companies that help people who post erotic service ads circumvent the website's defenses against inappropriate conduct and illegal activity. Craigslist will also begin using new search technology in an effort to help authorities find missing children and victims of human trafficking. A release from the Illinois AG's office says in the last week alone, investigators identified more than 9,000 Illinois postings for erotic services and prostitution on Craigslist. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 2:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from the Esquire Lounge, corner of Walnut and University in historic downtown Champaign. The Esquire Lounge provides an informal atmosphere for drinking and dining, serving fish on Friday.